Perek Yizan of Shabbos Mishnah Hay. We learned before that a kli is motzei. The question is, what happens when it breaks? Before, in the beginning of the Perek, we learned the kli was intact with the door broke off, and that's still considered a kli because the kli is intact, and you're going to put it back the door eventually after Shabbos. Here, it was somebody broken to pieces, and now you will not use it anymore for its original use. So, do we say that since it's broken, its original shame kli has been lost and it's muksa or not? So the Mishnah, the Tanna Kamma, the Shimon of the Mishnah, as long as the broken part has some use, and after it broke, the person not going to just throw it in the garbage. Therefore, if the pieces are also muksa. In other words, embedded in the initial attempt of the kli is to use it as its primary kli. Let's say a jar, primarily as a jar, and it breaks, then you'll use it, the shards for other uses. Shivri Areva Chasim Ben Zvi Achoviz. Broken type of some kli receptacle that broke. You could use the pieces of pottery to cover over the opening of the jug. Shivri Shulchiz, broken piece of glass. Chasim Ben Zvi Apach, to cover some other type of jar. Yeah. Yehuda Imer, Yehuda is more stringent in Hilchos Muksa, and he says that's not enough that it has some use. The second use has to be similar to the first use, so like an extension of the first use. It has to be the same type of use that original did. For example, he has some big receptive kli that broke. If it's broken and still you can put something else inside of it, then it's alright. But if you can't use it at all to fill it up, you just use the shards to cover a bottle, that's a completely different tashmish. That did not happen, will be muksa. Same thing with shalchut, broken besides Hashem. Also, this glass bottle, so now you would drink from it, now you won't drink from it, but you just store oil in there, it's still a similar use. But if you're not using it for storing things, you're just using it for covering things, that's a completely new use. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not enough to render it usable on Shabbos. We do not pass it in like Rabbi Yehuda. Pass it as long as it has some type of use. And it's not something that a person would throw it in the garbage the way it is not muksa.